Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1081, Why High Achievers Avoid Therapy and Why They Shouldn't, by Sarah Stanizai of ProspectTherapy.com. And hey again, I am Dan, I'm your host and narrator here. And in today's post, Sarah Stanizai is not going to talk about the workplace itself, but rather how to stay mentally healthy and prepared to continue to achieve in the workplace. So let's hear from Sarah now as we optimize your life. Why High Achievers Avoid Therapy and Why They Shouldn't, by Sarah Stanizai of ProspectTherapy.com. If you've been a high achiever for most of your life, you've gotten used to chasing and finding success. It's not an accident that you've exceeded in academics, your social life, and in your career. Sure, this drive often comes from a deep desire to be liked and to compensate for deficits, emotional or otherwise, from your childhood. But who wants to talk about that? We do. When you're busy juggling a career, relationships, hobbies, and a social life, it's easy to ignore emotional or mental health issues. You might not even notice there are issues to avoid in the first place. Everything is fine as long as I keep saying it is, right? This is what we in the biz call super avoidance. No one calls it that. Self-described alphas often get that way by ruthlessly prioritizing, and therapy might not be the highest priority on your list. If everything is fine, why rock a steady boat? While this isn't always the case, sometimes that very success that we are so proud of comes at the price of our mental health. What types of emotions and experiences have you given up in order to meet arbitrary milestones, to meet that long fetishized muse named productivity, or to please someone in authority? As long as you continue to ignore your mental well-being, it will soon affect other aspects of your life. As they say, if you don't make time for your wellness, you'll have to make time for your illness. Who are high achievers? A high achiever is someone who prioritizes success. Have you consistently gotten good grades throughout school while being involved in every extracurricular possible? Have you excelled in your career, even from a young age? Did you have to throw the best parties or have the most sought-after partners? While you should be proud of your accomplishments, you may be wary of the stress that such success has put on you. Instead of taking breaks or going easy on yourself, you've pushed hard to get to where you are today. The problem is that the goalposts keep moving, and you never get to enjoy what you've accomplished. High achievers often deal with perfectionism and imposter syndrome. These phenomena are the very thing that often cause people to downplay their problems or avoid them altogether, which is a perfect brew for making you think you can't benefit from therapy. Why do high achievers avoid therapy? As you've gotten older, have you put your mental health on the back burner? Because you've accomplished so much, you may not even consider that therapy could benefit you. If you're exceeding in life, why would you need therapy? In reality, high achievers are often under a tremendous amount of stress. Unsurprisingly, it takes quite a bit of energy and effort to be successful. While you may be happy functioning at such high standards, you may not realize its toll on your mental health. It's also common for high achievers to assume that others have it much worse, and the rough patch will end soon. We all have unique struggles and hardships, but just because others have it worse does not delegitimize your issues. Many people assume that highly successful people are naturally more put together and mentally healthy, but this isn't necessarily the case. Your road to success has likely had many snags along the way. You have a right to address these hardships. Successful people often have a deep fear that looking too closely at their progress will cause it all to fall apart. there is an anxiety that, quote, if I go into therapy, everything I've built will unravel, end quote. People are afraid that they will be overwhelmed and won't be able to handle the fallout. Remember that the same skills that got you where you are will also help you when you turn inward. Therapy requires honesty, intuition, reason, and trust. These are qualities that you already possess if you've been successful professionally and in relationships. When mental health takes a toll on your life. One of the biggest reasons why you may avoid therapy is because you don't think you need it. If your career is going well, you're financially stable, and generally happy, you may question how therapy would help. As a highly successful person, even if you cope with stress in healthy ways, it can still build up quickly and cause other issues. You might experience changes in appetite, difficulty sleeping, and trouble maintaining healthy relationships. As you become more overwhelmed, you may turn to unhealthy coping mechanisms. As a high achiever, you've placed an expectation on yourself to succeed, no matter what. Eventually, this pressure may catch up to you and affect your emotional, mental, and physical health. Why you should stop avoiding therapy. When you've accomplished so much in your life, it's easy to avoid seeking help. After all, you've done pretty well on your own, and maybe asking for help seems like uncharted territory to you. Seeking advice from a coach or a colleague feels more comfortable. If this is the case for you, you aren't alone. However, you don't have to keep compartmentalizing your mental health issues, nor should you. It isn't healthy, and the sooner you acknowledge and cope with these issues, the better off you'll be in other aspects of your life. Therapy, like many forms of self-care and improvement, aims to help you be the absolute best you can be. You've gotten this far in your life thanks to years of hard work. Therapy doesn't negate that. If you want to continue leveling up, consider adding therapy to your self-improvement routine, just like you would with a mentor or coach, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. You just listened to the post titled, Why High Achievers Avoid Therapy and Why They Shouldn't, by Sarah Stanizai of ProspectTherapy.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thank you so much to Sarah for letting us share her work. Sarah Stanizai spent years working in nonprofits and agencies trying to feel cool wearing business casual slacks and those trademark work flats, you know the ones. She hid her weirdness, lightened up her humor, and ate sad office birthday cake at least once a month. She was good at her job, and she made friends and learned a lot. But she didn't realize how much of herself she was putting away between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. She didn't know what she was missing. But since starting Prospect Therapy, she's learned firsthand that the more herself she is, the more successful she is as a therapist, a leader, and as a business owner. It helps her connect with her clients and lets them know they can be real too. And this is really at the core of what she talks about with her clients. Being yourself is a gift. And you can find more great posts from Sarah at ProspectTherapy.com. And again, thank you so much to Sarah for letting us share so many of her articles across a number of our shows here in the network. Okay, that's going to do it for me today. I hope you enjoyed the post from Sarah and that you'll be back here with me tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.